law. It said, and if it doesn't tell you a lot, you will be trapped in the same trap of all institutionalized religions. Because that's what they do. They forget the poetic part of it. There is poetic language here. Then, the description is not one-liner logic. It's fluid. It will tell you something that it goes back. Then suddenly you are faced with another example, and something will drop by just from a Quranic verse in it. And in the middle of the story, you will go somewhere else. And worse than all, you can never ever say that this verse I'm reading, this is the Rumi talking, or the bad guy that he's blaming is talking. Even that is not there. Why? Why? Because we are trying to run away from that distorted vision we were talking about, cross-eyedness. Cross-eyedness expects something to be either this or that, right? Either good or bad. We say, they are both at the same level. Look at it. Yin and yang. They are two sides of a coin, each carrying the heart of the other side, but they are at the same level. Therefore, a magical stuff happens. If you look at it and you start to close your eyes and concentrate, it will give you the motion. Because the motion is there. It's written. If you can read it, it's there. And that motion which is there, that's what the major point you want to make. Because it's not only there, it's everywhere. This existing universe is turning around, always, and we don't know how. We don't know why. We don't know even the force that is making it. We just call it black force, something like that. Because we are ashamed to say we don't know. We don't know. That force we don't know is here. Everything is turning. Everything. From the even the quartz are turning around. So what? But they are at the same level. There is no this or that. There is this and that. This is what this reality is all about. Then, we don't care about this reality. This reality belongs to animal. We have other dimensions. Dream, imagination, and non-existence. We know to look for non-existence and we understand the non-existence. We understand that, yes, I'm not the Romeo, I'm not the lover. What is this understanding doing? This is what we're talking about. He said, misunderstanding is not very personal. It belongs to we. And this moving we, which extends in the time dimension even. When we say we don't mean the living people. We mean the people. From the point we don't know how it started to the point we don't know how it will end. And we don't care. because we understood that the end is the beginning, beginning is the end. All that turning around was all about that, remember? So now he's talking about the crazy text you have in hand. I said, this crazy text in hand, if it is going to be used as a logical stuff and you look at it like that, you will miss the point and you will be blinded at the end of the process. This was the story. You should realize that this text is symbolic. Nobody denies the existence of highest level of symbolism in poetic language. That's why it's forged. Because he doesn't want to prove anything. Do you remember from the beginning? He said, we are not going to prove anything to you. So if you have doubts, goodbye. Doubt is in logical version of science to oppose the proof. Here we don't prove it. Here we try to improve something, not prove something. We know that we human beings, we are not the best we could be or we should be. Look around you. Whatever we see is not something that all of us agree upon. But we say, yes, the excuse for this, the excuse for that, the excuse for that. But look at the face of the civilization and don't go very far. Recent century is enough. Starts with what? Two world wars. The earth haven't had 2 years of peace. This is what we are. The point is, more than 90% of us will say, this is not what we should be. So we know. This is the thing that we are not intending to prove it to you. There is another kind of understanding which the only word that really describes it is passion. Because the thing that we are talking about, when it conquers you or chooses you, you will be transformed to someone else who behaves differently because of one simple crazy stuff. I'm not my beloved. And this is crazy because go around and ask all the living creatures on earth except this kind of monkey. Ask around. All of them will say, I love me. And we will say, love is not made for me. It's made for Haq. What is Haq? Oh my God. It takes a long, long, long time for me to describe it to you. Because that's the word we choose, that it's quite obvious. We start to say something, then it's like starting a car and the automatic brake will come in. Ha! It's something creeps here because we cannot talk about it. It's justice, it's true, it's truth, it's real, it's correct, it's every good stuff you could think of, and its adjective is love. And that's what beloved is. This is what we want to talk about. But the problem is you. You read this as a logical text. Here we say the the sources in you would be blocked and you cannot open it up again. What was I talking about? Talk about one of the coolest stuff you know. Doesn't matter what. Let's say honesty, right? We'll say the honesty, the source of honesty in you will be blocked. When you cheat, that source is blocked and you cannot go back to honesty. It's a long, long process because you ruined your spirit. That's what we're talking about. But you, a logical feather, you could talk about changing and doing this, bringing in the instruments and stuff like that. This was their story, remember? Somebody was reading something from Quran, which is a poetic holy book, which was talking about what? That, oh, if I stop that sources in you, that fountain in you, how do you repair it? The stupid logical fellow didn't like this because he wanted to believe in himself and said, oh, if that happens, I have a lot of instruments here and a lot of good machine and the workers and we repair it. Then what happened? Apparently nothing. If you were there, you were supposed to laugh at that fellow who was reading the Quran because the guy is right. Right? Okay. But as we were saying, the human life is not only the reality and logical one. What was the another universe we have? Dream. When he went to sleep, I said, let's turn the situation because you are talking about reality that you don't know what you're talking about. When you talk about reality, really you don't know what you're talking about. Because your explanation, your logical explanation about reality is always what? The report of what happened, right? Excuse me, where is the report about what did not happen? When I flew from Paris to here, the captain of the plane did not collapse. And we arrived here. Is this a part of reality or not? Because we human beings, we understand non-existence. We know something did not happen. What about that? There's a very good, nice short film recently made. A fellow is very angry early in the morning because the maid hasn't showed up. And she's late for work. She will call the agent and say, again, she's late. And say, yes, I will find someone else for you. We'll get rid of this fellow. And the fellow is running and will arrive late. And the lady, very angry, will grab the belongings and gets out of the door. Meanwhile, you hear from the radio that the train she was supposed to catch, the metro she was supposed to catch, has an accident and everybody died. But you don't notice it, do you? The not happenings are a part of this universe, aren't they? You are the doctor, explain to me why I didn't die last night. Could you say the reason? Yeah. Why, because it was impossible? Or just it did not happen yet? It could happen tonight. Am I right or not? Because this is what the life is. Really, be honest. And it's beautiful like this. If you pay attention, you understand that I'm here not only because a lot of stuff that happened. I'm here because of a lot of stuff that did not happen. I could start my story with something around 500 million sperm who didn't make it.